Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. We've talked a lot about different mental ailments and issues on our show before, but one topic that personally has affected me in my life is anxiety. And especially when it comes to making big life-altering decisions, it seems to really just get the better of me. And there was a really fascinating study done by a group of scientists at the University of Pittsburgh on this topic, and it was published in the Journal of Neuroscience. And these scientists wanted to see how anxious feelings and thoughts affected our decision-making abilities. So they conducted different experiments and found that although it is possible for both anxious and non-anxious people to end up making the same good, successful decisions, anxious people tended to make more mistakes along the way, and they took a much longer time to reach those decisions because of the distractions that they allowed themselves to engage with. So when you're anxious, the study found that the prefrontal cortex portion of your brain, it doesn't know how to filter emotions or thoughts in a proper logical way. So when you have anxiety, you start letting your emotions rule your choices. And literally, part of your brain shuts down so that you can't filter out distractions and irrelevant information in order to make better decisions. So distractions can be from your environment or from your thoughts and different feelings and fears that you might have, and it's anything that keeps you from reaching a sound conclusion. So the study offers a few suggestions that can help you program your brain to better filter out distracting thoughts and anxieties in order to improve your decision-making abilities. So tip number one is to be mindful. In other words, be aware and present in each situation that you're in, and don't just react and let things happen to you. Rather, act and make things happen that you want to happen in your life. Tip number two is to understand where the anxiety is really coming from. Is there maybe a past experience or a trauma that you've had that's fueling your anxious emotions now? So if you're aware, then you can put those unrelated emotions aside and be able to focus on what is really happening in front of you. Tip number three is to slow down. So don't fall into the trap of having this automatic reaction or response to a choice or a certain experience, but really take your time to weigh out your feelings and thoughts rather than just thinking that a certain situation requires a certain response from you. Tip number four is that thoughts and feelings and behaviors are not a package deal. So it's important to know that just because you might think or feel a certain way doesn't mean that you also have to act that way. So thoughts and feelings, they can influence each other. So if you change just one, the rest will follow. So for example, if you're having a fearful thought about something, if you choose to act in a confident way, that can change your reality, and you can see the different things that happen because of that. Tip number five is that anxiety sometimes can be a good thing, and it can actually warn or protect you from danger. But if you know that you're not in a real dangerous situation, you can try acting as if you're okay and that you will be okay no matter what and no matter what you decide. And when you think that way, it tends to calm down your anxieties and it keeps them out of situations where they don't need to protect you or warn you of anything dangerous. And then finally, tip number six is to think, what decision would you make if there wasn't a wrong one to make? And sometimes when we're caught between two different choices, it doesn't necessarily mean that one is right or one is wrong. It's just really a matter of preference. So when you think this way, it'll help you narrow down in your mind what it really is that you want and not just point out the negative things that you want to avoid. And whatever you choose, you and your environment will adapt and it will allow you to move forward because you are a creative, powerful child of God. And that's what He's designed you to do, to adapt to circumstances and to make life happen for yourself. Well, our quote today that we're going to end our episode on is from previous LDS leader, Elder Eldred G. Smith. And he said, "Some have the gift of making quick and accurate decisions. And like all other gifts, the making of decisions requires practice. The more we do it, the easier it gets." I hope you were able to glean some insight from our episode today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.